I think it's working now. My apologies. We are having some technical problems with some equipment. Good evening. First of all, we're going to hold a public hearing on February 11. I'll be speaking in English.
Now the public hearing start. We will be hearing number one. We usually have Samantha Tofolio, but technical. Samantha, you're here. Okay, sorry. Samantha, can you hear me? Okay, yeah, you should be able to hear me. Samantha Tofolio, Community Planner, Northern Future Planning. We'll read the item on the agenda. Samantha?
Thank you, good evening. I have the first item on the agenda. The sole item on the agenda is bylaw number 1007, amendment to zoning bylaw 899, formerly zoning bylaw amendment 24-006. The bylaw is to reduce parking minimums for dwelling units in the core area to one stall per three dwelling units with one visitor space per 15 dwelling units. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha. Were there any representation ruling in this contact with the City of Iqaluit Planning Department? Samantha?
Yes, the city received three written submissions. I will read the representations as requested by the residents that submitted for council consideration. The first representation was received from Denise Hutchins, a local resident, who opposes the proposed parking reduction bylaw, citing the ongoing parking issues caused by insufficient spaces in existing developments. She argues that the city grants development permits without considering the long-term impact on parking, leaving homeowners to deal with congestion and unauthorized vehicle use. Denise believes reducing parking requirements will worsen traffic issues, create safety hazards, and lead to more vehicles being parked indiscriminately. And she questions whether the city will address vehicle imports if parking continues to be inadequate. That was her representation. The second representation was received by Birchcliff Development, a developer that is active in the city of Iqaluit. Birchcliff is in support of the proposed zoning bylaw to reduce parking minimums, stating that it is a positive step towards creating a more sustainable and efficient use of land in Iqaluit's core area. And finally, we also received a representation from 5711 Nunavut. So this is a company and a developer that is active in the city of Iqaluit, and I have their representation in full. So they stated that they're writing to express their strong support for the proposed reduction in parking requirements to one stall per three residential units in Iqaluit's core area. This initiative is an important step towards fostering sustainable development while addressing the unique challenges of our growing city. Parking requirements do not reflect Iqaluit's housing needs or transportation patterns. Many residents in the core area also work downtown and often walk or rely on taxis. Given the proximity of essential services, reducing parking requirements in this area makes sense. Lowering parking minimums would allow for more efficient land use, enabling the development of much needed housing and commercial spaces without dedicating excessive land to underutilized parking. The recent increase in allowable building heights in parts of the core area was a positive step towards adding more housing units. However, without parking reductions, developers may be unable to take a full advantage of these height increases. More units being built over time will help stabilize or reduce rent and home prices. Keeping current parking requirements, on the other hand, will continue to limit supply and drive prices up. Reducing parking minimums could also help lower development costs, which are often passed on to renters and homebuyers. With Calgary's already high cost of living, any measure that supports more affordable housing should be prioritized. Additionally, this change would encourage a more pedestrian-friendly environment, creating a vibrant and accessible downtown while reducing the number of vehicles on the road. We appreciate the City of Iqaluit's leadership in proposing this zoning bylaw change, which will contribute to a more inclusive and sustainable community. Thank you for your time and consideration. So that was the letter received in full from 5711 Nunavut Limited. And that was the three representations that were received.
Thank you, Samantha. I will now call for any input from the public. There is one individual in the gallery that I will call upon to speak. It's Roman Nosky. He's the president of Nunastar Properties, Inc. I will ask you to have a 5 minutes presentation.
Unakut, good evening, Marawa, members of City Council, the City Administration, and those present at this meeting. My name is Ed Romanowski, President of Nunastar Properties. Nunastar is the owner of Frobisherian and Astor Hill Neighborhood Precinct. And at Astor Hill, we have approximately 800 residents in residential and mixed-use buildings and 38 commercial operations, including major corporations, small businesses, several not-for-profit organizations, and government agencies. There are approximately 500 employees supported by the businesses, not-for-profits, and government agencies located at Astor Hill. We support the proposal to reduce the number of parking stalls required in the core area of the city from one space per two dwelling units down to one space per three dwelling units. And we support a lot of the comments that were made in the previous presentation, so I won't go into that. I'll just go into some of the facts. In the summer and fall of 2024, we hired a transportation engineering firm, RVA, to prepare a traffic impact study at Astor Hill. And in the process, and in their October 2024 report that has been submitted to the City of Iqaluit, they examined parking at the Astor Hill complex upper area. We have 197 parking stalls in this area serving the commercial tenants and residential buildings. There are over 200 residential units in this area, and the parking stalls exclude those designated and used by the Brown Building. The average peak utilization of the parking at Astor Hill is only 30% or 59 stalls. The utilization is only one stall per 3.4 dwelling units. Of course, that supports the proposed change to the zoning bylaw, so just by the statistics themselves. But keep in mind, we're not only making a decision for today, but for the future. And as more mixed use projects with residential units are developed in the core of the city, the demand for parking will continue to drop. As the city grows, we expect to see the public transit and various programs such as carpooling and car share that we should be promoting will reduce the demand for parking. Those are certainly other measures that should be considered and be implemented in the city. And again, we are in support of the proposal to reduce the parking standard as recommended by the city administration and their consultants. Thanks very much. Back to Meek.
Thank you, Ed. I am now calling for any input from the public. Final call for any input from the public. If no one calling, then we are moving on. Now, this public hearing is now closed. Thank you, and we will start the council meeting at 6 o'clock.